This is Innocent Fans Podcast, episode 305 for Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa, and this will be our final podcast. Because if you try that stunt again, you're going to fall off the stool and break something.
Someday we'll have movers.
I don't think your body's
twisting.
I know. I don't think you're designed to do that. All right,
hey,
go.
Lisa.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
He made $1 million?
He said he made a mint.
It was tolerable.
That's good.
It's not bad. That's it's good, not man. Good. That's it's good. Not bad.
All right. All right. We just got back from the Philly Penn Show.
Yes,
and
we did.
Here we are. So,
excuse us for anything we may or may not say. It was a good drive. The weather, for once,
best,
I don't want to jinx it.
Weather.
Was the best weather we've had, I think, since we've been going. Every year, one leg or the other or both. Ice, blizzard. Road shut down,
something.
All of the above, 20 semis on the road flipped over.
We did see a couple on the way out.
That triple that was like in pieces.
Triple missed a corner.
Those people who drive those triple trailers, oh my God, that's like ninja skills.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one.
So anyway, we've got just a few things to talk about, and then...
Can I clarify something?
Sure.
At the Philadelphia Pen Show,
yes.
You did not buy any pens for your personal consumption. Is that correct?
I bought exactly zero.
And you did not buy any watches for your personal consumption?
I bought exactly zero.
You feeling okay?
I know. Well, I had a chance to buy some pens, and I...
Well, you bought some for repair.
Well, I bought some for repair. Yeah, I bought some for repair. But then I was a good boy.
I'm impressed.
Yep. I tried to buy one, but it was already sold. But I was just buying that for somebody else. So, anyway, we got a couple new things. We'll talk about Philly in just a minute.
Let's go.
New stuff that's out this week.
I know. I want this.
Do you want this?
I do.
This is totally on you. The new Pilot Vanishing Point.
It's a Vanishing Point.
Stripes.
I love Vanishing Points.
Yeah, but this is metal.
Yeah,
it's,
I know. It's slippery. It's shiny.
It's stripey.
I like stripes.
Okay.
Keep it up, you're going to be in prison stripes, but I like stripes.
Stripes. No, it's a cool looking pen.
All right, fine, you can have it.
It just, you know, it's not as heavy as it looks. It really, I don't know why, it's fairly light. All things considered.
Well, it's not super light. It's got some weight to it.
It's not, but it's not any necessarily any heavier than a regular Vanishing Point.
It's the magic of Pilot. It's what it is, folks.
Anyway, Pilot Stripes, this is really super, and it's a little more expensive than the regular.
It's worth it.
Standard Vanishing Point, but it's
so
really,
cool.
Really good looking. Really, really a solid good looking pen. Stripes,
so
all.
I'm gonna be counting how many we have.
Rhodium. So, anyway, there's that.
Because we do not have another gift giving event or occasion until Valentine's Day.
A Groundhog's Day.
We don't do Groundhogs.
I thought we did Groundhog Day
last
year.
No, we don't.
I'm
pretty sure we don't. Like
Brian woke up and saw his shadow, then there was another 6 weeks of, I don't know. Anyway.
Moving on.
Pilot Vanishing Point Stripes. Announced on, was it Friday?
You're going out of turn.
Well, I have this up right now, so we're going to talk about this one. It was right in front of me. At the show announced the new Esterbrook Esty in Evergreen.
Can I swear?
With green and palladium trim.
It's freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
gorgeous. solid, good looking pen. And now available extra fine, medium, and broad nibs. So extra fine and broad is now made the lineup. Cushion cap, really nice.
That this cap is cool.
This marbling, does that remind you of like what the old Auroras used to have? The Optimas, you know, they had that marble plastic. It was really fine marble. The new Optimas seem to have like a bigger, chunkier, but this is refined.
This is refined chunky, not bigger chunky?
Yeah, not bigger chunky. I don't know. work with me.
It's gorgeous. That's all I have to say. It is absolutely gorgeous. I thought the cobalt was beautiful. Mm-hmm. This is just amazing.
Yeah. So.
Super excited.
New addition to the SD line. 2 trims. 4 nims. All right.
8 options. Go.
8 options. Next up.
All right. The Peniter Pen Filler. We have a new demo video up.
It's a good little video.
Don't ask me to do it because I get confused. But this is great. It holds the right amount of ink to take with you to travel. I feel like a spokesmodel. To travel, to keep at the office. Just enough to refill when you're gone for like a pen show weekend. But super, super terrific idea.
We could take one of these to Japan.
Oh, we could.
We could fill it up. It holds 10 cc's.
And is that for you or for me?
Well, we're going to have to agree on the color of ink, but
ooh.
I guess we could take 2, but I mean, it's really, really a nice tight fit.
It's well made.
Solid, yeah.
And yet not super expensive. So for $25, you can take, was it 10 cc's?
10 cc's, 10 mils.
10 mils.
It's three and a third of our samples.
It's a lot of samples.
It's a lot of sample volume. But yeah, you just put the pen in there. Let's take this SD here.
Let's do that. Wait, now, on the box, there are holes. And if your pen fits in there.
If it fits, it ships. Minimum, maximum. So this one fits.
Perfect. How cool is that?
Like you can tuck that in there.
Okay.
Should have something in here. That would be fun. And then, of course, I would have taken the barrel off. That probably would help a lot. I wanted to do that.
Right, so don't do as Brian just did. Watch the video.
Hang on. Get the barrel off here.
I'm going to sit over here. Don't scare me.
There we go.
All right. You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive on this one, yeah.
Okay.
You want to remember, because that would be an easy mistake to make, actually. You put it, you're all excited, you put it in there, and see, now I can just do that. Suck it up.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Great. It's nice and small, it's compact.
Yes. Now, if this were yours, would you travel with the box, or how would you travel with this?
I would probably just pre-qualify the pens that I know I'm going to be using with it, and then I don't have to take the box. So the box is about 2.5 times the size of the actual pen filler itself.
Now, it looks like everything is pretty tightly sealed. I personally would put it in a baggie just because I'm paranoid about my luck.
Well, you never know.
And liquid, very cool.
You may like Yamadori a lot, but then, you know, if it gets on your white shirt, it may not be a great idea.
It might be a problem.
So, Peniter Pen Filler, that's, you know, it's super cheap, affordable way to carry around 10 cc's.
10 mil.
10 mils.
Awesome.
What do we got next? Knock.
Yes, new Knock pen cases.
Knock.
Oh, dear God. We've got the forest green with the Kelly green, and then we also have the
violet
with the raven.
And I got navy blue with
red.
The red. Yeah, that's a nice.
I like that one.
Yeah, very patriotic.
I like the purple, although it would be really difficult to lose this in your messenger bag or purse or whatever. So I like the bright colors.
Yeah, and you could fit, there's three pen slots on the Sinclair.
Okay.
You could probably, if you had thinner pens, you could fit a couple more. And then there's this pocket on the side here. You could fit a pocket notebook or something. Or you can just fit more pens in there.
I have seen some of these stuffed with like 10 and 12 pens.
And you can fit pens in the middle. I mean, I bet you, I'd like to see a contest, see how many people can fit, how many fountain pens people could fit in one of these.
Well, you can fit more Waterman Hemispheres.
Well, great. If you have a whole Waterman Hemisphere collection, fantastic.
Okay.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fun to see how many pens people can fit on these things?
Okay.
Big sticks don't count.
Kawakos, stack them like logs.
Why not?
Okay.
Nice, durable, ballistic nylon. Doesn't tear, doesn't rip. I like this one. I like this. A little
like
gray trim. Yeah.
Cool. So. All right. And we just made all that noise for Justin.
We did. Yep. Yes. He's gonna love us. So. Knock. So new Knock come out, and those match the same colors that are in the new Brass Towns too.
Correct.
So you can get a Brass Town those same 3 colors.
Correct.
So.
All right. What else?
But Philly Pen Show.
We went.
We went. We
conquered.
We conquered.
We came home. All in one piece.
Yeah, didn't buy anything. I had opportunity to buy a couple interesting sailor pens that were for sale in a neat pilot, but I decided to pass on those. But I did get some vintage pens.
To repair.
That will be up on the site at some point next month or so. FPH had their what is becoming more of a regular thing.
Yes.
Parts bags. And I imagine this is what's going to happen when we get ready to retire.
You know, I was going to say that they're doing now what we're going to do down the road, unless you repair them all.
Well, that's the idea.
Yes. I'm impressed. We got home from the show, and Brian, it must have been like, well, we don't do jet lag, but it must have been some kind of post-show decompression. Brian has been working on organizing all of his pens and his repair bench area down in our basement, and now he emptied out this whole little room. And apparently for the next week, we're going to spend 1 hour, just one, a night, and we've got a bunch of stuff to go to Goodwill and whatever. I'm really impressed with the fact that you're, like, decluttering.
Well, see, I'm spending a lot of time. I'm spending probably 4 or 5 nights a week in the basement in the pen repair room. And as long as I'm there, it might as well be an inviting place for me to be. But if I go down there and I'm agitated because there's a box of who knows what,
an old computer or whatever,
I just want it to be a nice environment for me to be down.
Well, we spent good money and created a beautiful space back when we had outgrown the dining room and all the rooms upstairs, and we renovated the basement. And it's got bamboo floor. We painted it. It's got beautiful,
good shelving,
pretty much wall-to-wall bookcases. And we had a couple easy chairs there. Then we brought them here. They're not going to use them, so we're going to bring them back home. But it is a nice space. And we've got some baseboard heaters, so in the winter, it's nice and cozy.
It's nice and
warm. In the summer, we have about 2 weeks where it's really, really hot, and our house is old. We don't have air conditioning, so it's really nice in the summer. So we need to make that more livable in the summer.
Well, I'm the one that's down there most of the time, so anyway. But
I might be down there more if I had a chair to sit in and do some work.
Anyway, back to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't know where that went.
I don't know how we got there.
We came home.
Okay, boom. I bought pens for repair. Some nice vacuumatics, some nice snorkels. I've been working on 51s and Parkers lately, but I'm going to shift over and do some snorkels because they do stuff.
Because the Philly Pen Show was, I thought, well attended. I thought Friday was a good, busy day. Saturday, I thought, felt pretty on par with other Saturdays. It didn't seem super, super busy, but it certainly wasn't slow. And then Sunday was your typical Sunday.
This was at the old hotel that it used to be. So there were some logistical things going on there, but overall, I think it's a really good hotel.
I like the lighting. The lighting was really good.
Lighting was good. The layout is pretty good. We're kind of like in our own little area. We're on the mezzanine, the second floor, and like there's no mistake. You go up there to go to the pen show. It's not like, you know.
Do you think they put us up there to keep us away from the rest of the general population?
Keep the riffraff out, you
Could
know.
Be.
And riffraff meaning us, but
we had a good time. We got to spend some time with our friends at Kohl's of London, and they've got some great things coming up, and they're just so much fun to spend time with. And they have this, it's not a new banner, but they had a banner up that was just ginormous.
I still don't understand how you forget that you have something that is what amounts to 15 feet long and like 8 feet high. How do you forget that?
How do you forget what pens you have? How did you forget you had an entire box of records?
I have hundreds of records and thousands of pens, so that's understandable. This is a big, it was huge, it was very impressive.
And curvy, it was amazing.
Curvy, it was beautiful.
It was perfect.
And they tore it down like it was nothing, so I would imagine they're going to be using it at more shows when they have the space. So, but anyway. What else? Aziza was there, so we got to see Aziza. That was great.
I wish we could have taken her class. That would have been really cool. But we never get to do anything fun like that. But we got to see some fun people. Oh, shout out to Jeff. He was very excited to be there. So, We got to see a lot of our friends. We got to see Steph.
Yep. New restaurant this time around.
Yes.
I forget the name of it, but
so we
it's
get
a good place.
Every year we go to a different restaurant with our friend Steph, and yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah.
I will confess, we had chicken pot pie with carbs, and it was really, really, really good. Philly, I'm not a fan of driving in any downtown, whether it's Philly or Baltimore or even Chicago, but once you're in the hotel, it's great. We stayed at a different hotel. Our hotel room was giant. It was huge. Yeah. But food was good. The people were friendly. Attendees were happy to be there. Didn't seem to be any issues getting there or getting home.
If you didn't know about it, put it on your calendar for next year. You got to go to gotta go to the show. So
well organized, lots of seminars, lots of fun things to do.
Yeah. So
there you go.
That's the brief, very brief recap of the Philly show. What's coming up in exactly a month from now, under a month?
LA.
The LA Penn Show.
Yes.
So and that's going to be February 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th.
The only public day is Sunday the 17th. It's worth it to buy the trader pass.
I think it is. I know it's, in this case, it's probably significantly more. But if you, the trader pass also enables you on the trader days to get a half a table.
Yes.
So if you have stuff that you want to sell, you can claim a table, park, put your stuff out, and maybe you can sell something so you can get some money to buy other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only public day is on the 17th, is on the Sunday. The
it's
lines
crazy
throughout the hotel, out the door.
Out the door, down the street. It's nuts.
Those in the know get the trader pass. They do their thing 14th, 15th, and or 16th, and then they're done.
And then sit in the lobby with a cup of coffee and watch the crazy people in line. Because it's, as much as we describe it, and we could say it's 300 people in line or whatever until you see it,
it's a lot.
You still don't believe it. It's crazy. But the LA show is one of the few shows like DC that has many more of the international vendors who come in and many more of the distributors and manufacturers.
Right.
Who actually are there showing off their new things. So if you can go, number one, the weather is gorgeous.
Right.
And
in
number
February,
two,
LA, February.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so worth driving through the Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and don't forget, we've got a little under a month and you can do Penn Show pickup. It doesn't count toward your Penn Show
budget.
Purchase. So that's available on the website now. So
there you go.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer. What else is going on? I think that's it for this week. Try to keep it brief.
I think so. It's nice to be home and just try to get back in the swing. It always takes a couple days. I hate the shows that are back to back because it's just 2 weeks of chaos.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other cool instructional and fun videos.
And follow the blog for news, ink, reviews. You just said that.
I just said that.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Don't forget we have a store in Chicago, ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, 7 days a week. Website chicago.andersonpens.com. You read it.
We have a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton on Adams and State or Wabash and State.
Monroe.
We are open on Monroe, open 7 days a week. Otherwise, what's 7 days a week?
Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Don't, whatever she's saying, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.